broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, kicks off now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. As you know, we're also live 6 days a week, slightly different from other talk hosts. And what does that mean for you, you might ask? It means incredible radio, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Some talk show hosts are live 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. But our logic was, you know what? You can't listen all 3 hours anyway. I mean, I hope you have lives, right? And you're too busy to listen to the radio 3 hours a day every single day just to us, right? So we basically said, well, what if we drop it to 2 hours and we go 6 days a week? We'd just give you better news around the clock, that's all. So that's the strategy we've taken for the last several years, and boy, is it working well. We do take the Sabbath off because, you know what? We got to take a break, and the Lord told us that it's a day of rest, so we let all the staff members take a rest as the good Lord intends. All right, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org. And we talked about Hope for the Dead, an article written by Andrew Napolitano. Judge Napolitano does a very good job. And the idea is he talked about the importance of free will. It is a natural characteristic that we share with our Father in Heaven, God Almighty. He created us in His image and in His likeness. As He is perfectly free, so are we. When the government takes away freedom, it violates the natural law, it violates the Constitution, it prevents us from seeking the truth. It's flat out unacceptable. Easter, ladies and gentlemen, means there is hope for the dead. And if there's hope for the dead, then there's indeed hope for the living. But we must be free to fully live. Great article written by Judge Andrew Napolitano. We also talked about Goodbye American Liberty, an article written by Paul Craig Roberts. Great article as well. And we also talked about Restoring Election Integrity. By the way, the John Birch Society has an incredible page on the restoration. Think about that. The restoration of election integrity. By the way, it's excellent. That was hour one with Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty. Hour two, we had our guest on, Dr. Scott Bradley. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Weekly webinars and more on the Constitution, Q&As, and the whole bit. Over 1,000 videos available there. His goal and his lifelong pursuit to preserve the nation. And we talked about the incredible article written by Daniel Horowitz. World Health Organization data, quote, ivermectin reduces COVID mortality rate by 81%. Also by the World Health Organization. Listen, we still don't recommend it. What? What? Yeah, they say there's not enough research on it, but yet they're going to roll out the experimental vaccines that aren't even really vaccines. Yeah, so Daniel Horowitz is incensed by the reality check, and so are we. Yeah. We also talked about with vaccine passports, politicians are hoping that business owners will do the dirty work for them. And it's true. You start to see right now, if you don't have a mask, even when states are opening up, businesses are going, nah, we're going to still use the mask mandate in our location, our business, which they have every right to do as business owners, but they're flat out deceived. And so politicians are hoping that as they crank out the not only mask mandates, but vaccine passports, that, hey, businesses will just start demanding it, and then it'll make the government work so much easier to shut us all down over the cocoa, masks, and vaccines. It's an absolute violation of liberty shame, folks. Now, Joe, that's Biden, wants to cancel student debt through executive order. Without authority, without any kind of logic, he just wants to do that. Criminal socialist is what Joe's become. Biden, by the way, illegally gave Palestine millions of dollars in financial aid. Another, in my opinion, illegal criminal snafu by the whacked out, I guess, duly elected president, if you believe there's not vote fraud, huh? Biden administration ramping up for, quote, new version of net neutrality. Look out for that. It's a coming. They're going to steal. You think you've been under the gun right now over the internet, shut down by Facebook and Twitter and, you know, YouTube and everybody else. It's going to get 1,000 times worse under the, what, Barack Obama led, Joe Biden following in the new version of net neutrality. Wow. All right. Virginia Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that, yeah, you can take down all the Robert E. Lee and Jackson statues. No problem. Just take them all down. Yep, they could be removed from the city of Charlottesville. So it's a shame because we're jettisoning all of our historical reality, ladies and gentlemen. Biden's infrastructure, by the way, paves the road to ruin, writes the Family Research Council. He's going to spend $2+ trillion. We'll try to get into that as the broadcast unfolds as well. And government watchdog, and this is the story we're going to start on today. Government watchdog Judicial Watch confirms that the feds were indeed buying baby body parts. The government spent thousands of dollars for human organs, pieces of infants, if you will, for what they call humanized mice work. I know this sounds ghoulish. I know this isn't really an Easter story. It's more of a Halloween story or something. Sad part is it's all true. And we're going to get into it as the broadcast today starts now. The good Sheriff Richard Max with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Yes, I am, Sam, and thank you so much for having me this beautiful Saturday morning.
Absolutely, my brother, and a happy Easter to you and your family, and I got the ghoulish subject for Easter to discuss. Something I don't want to tie together because it's more Halloween-esque. But you know what? We must discuss this. If there's something in America that, in my opinion, is going to bring down the wrath of God like no other, this is it, my friend.
Okay. Shoot.
So here's the deal. Judicial Watch now has confirmed that the government did buy body parts. So we thought it was only Planned Parenthood. I'm sure that Planned Parenthood and others are involved in the scandal. But Judicial Watch has now revealed they have obtained additional records of Food and Drug Administration, so FDA, purchases of fetal tissue from aborted babies for what they call humanized mice project. Agency wanted fresh, shipped on wet ice, fetal organs. And they were paying for them and they got caught. And Judicial Watch got all the records. So now the abortion industry, the reason that the folks that are like secretly videotaping this illegal activity, the reason they're getting prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and beat up over this and everything else, instead of going after the abortionists and the fetal tissue selling and buying and body parts selling and buying. And the reason that that didn't go anywhere is because it turns out the government's one of the participants. Sheriff, how do you respond to this? It's one thing to promote Roe versus Wade and promote the pro-death agenda. It's right. Another thing to say the government is milling in and participating in the buying and selling of body parts. It's a whole nother level, sir.
I'd be interested to know why they needed them. I'm not that I would condone it for whatever reason, but why on earth does a government need that? And, I already know the evil nature of Planned Parenthood, so I'm not surprised by them doing it and even laughing about it and making fun of it. But why would the FDA need that? And what on earth are they doing or thinking? And whose permission did they get? And under which president was it? I'd like to know all that.
Well, I know why. Is because they want a humanized mice project. You know what that means?
But that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. But I guess I could see some scientific reasoning, I guess, behind it. But I don't. That seems to be compelling reason.
It has to do with the drug companies. It has to do with humanizing mice. And so what they want to do is use the mice and the drugs and the fetal tissue to find out how it all works. And this is how, or at least partly how, they got involved in using aborted fetal tissue to make the vaccines. Now, the government's famous, or, you know, willing to tell you right now, oh, don't worry. They might have used vaccines to create the, or they might have used baby parts and fetal, you know, tissue to make the first vaccine. But don't worry, your current vaccine doesn't have any of that in it, Sheriff. But what's strange to me is, I don't know if it's in it now or not, but I know this. In the first vaccines, they blatantly admitted that aborted fetal tissue was part of their, I don't know what you call it, witch's brew? So now they claim, don't worry, though, we don't have that in your vaccine that you're going to take, so you're not participating in it. But it all kind of goes around to me to the same thing. So at the same time as the vaccines crank up, at the same time they tell you, well, vaccines did seed the, you know, first thing with the aborted fetal tissue. Don't worry, it's not there now. Discussions. But at the heart of this, everybody's talking about Roe versus Wade. A new movie came out, and the baby fetal body part discussion all in the mix. And I've said when the Republicans took over that they got to promote pro-life. This is pro-death on steroids. We'll talk about it with a good sheriff in seconds.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about pro-life versus death. We know the battle's been going on since 1970. What is it, 72 or 73, when Roe versus Wade happened? Turned out there was big old lies for the agenda to promote pro-death in America. It's been the order of the day to murder our young for literally, 50 years now? We've literally murdered over 60 million little children. Of course, don't worry. We got to protect the children at the border and give them carte blanche access to everything we've got and more. Sad tale to tell. And so I mentioned that, you know what? When the Republicans took over, pro-life has got to be the center stage discussion. And President Trump did his best to stand for pro-life, but the Republicans sold us down the river. And now that we've got a Republican majority court, they're not doing anything about Roe versus Wade like they should. sad tale to tell, but I'm telling you, if there's one issue that I want to bring up on Happy Easter to all of you and to the good sheriff, it is this issue is, might be ghoulish to discuss, but on Easter, it's the time to discuss it, Sheriff. We need to stand boldly, nobly, independently for pro-life. And now we have stories where your federal government, the Food and Drug Administration, is literally saying, give us murdered baby body parts, but make sure you deliver them fresh on ice, please. And you and I are paying for that, and no one seems to be speaking out against it hardly at all, except for a few Christians, I being one of them. Sheriff Mack, this is serious business, my friend.
This really should, as you alluded to, be the number one issue in the entire country. Even people who, I think, as you also alluded to, even people who support abortion should not support and should feel a little bit different about selling body parts and doing that, especially in such a surreptitious manner. So it baffles me that we accept this and that it's not getting more press, obviously, and more attention. So I totally agree with you on this one. There's absolutely nothing to argue about here. It's just simply a spiritual, moral issue that in the United States of America we shouldn't have to be discussing. And we're discussing something so disgusting that, again, as you started the whole conversation out, the wrath of God, if it doesn't happen on this, it'll never happen. And I've said on your show lots of times, if God doesn't strike down Washington, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. And this is just another straw on the camel's back that I think will be the undoing and bringing down of America. I just can't believe that we're that debased. Anybody is that debased in this great, once great country.
Now, let me tell you what I don't understand, though. I don't really hear anybody, Sheriff, besides a few Christian organizations, myself and a couple of others, I don't really hear much of an outcry about it, really. That's kind of where I'm shocked the most. It's like, wait a minute. Government watchdog confirms that feds were literally buying baby parts, saying we got to have, hey, make sure you deliver them fresh on ice. And that's not really even a big discussion in the media right now. And you say, well, the media is liberal, Sam. Yeah, but what about even 50 Republican leaders, congressmen, senators, whatever, going, hey, this is serious. It's in the news, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's not a big issue. In fact, I go look it up on Google right now, and I hardly find anything.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it until you brought it up this morning. It really doesn't surprise me. It's just status quo in Washington. We can do whatever we want. We don't have to check with anybody. We don't need anybody's permission. We just go for it, you know. And I would like to know if whoever the president was ever did know anything about this. And I don't care who the president was. I would like to know which ones did it, which ones.
It was 2012 to 2018, so it was basically Donald and Barry. Barry than Donald, more Barack than Donald, because Donald did try to stop some of it. But, you know, in all fairness to President Trump, you know, how much did his, you know, the internal swamp monsters even share with him? How much did he know? I don't have answers for that.
Well, you have to be surprised that Trump would allow anything like that, but there's been several times when Trump was president that he did things that you and I didn't approve of, and I wasn't starstruck with him. The emperor and his clothing. If he was doing something wrong, and he was standing there without clothes, you and I would say it. But I wish he were president right now, and I bet we could get this taken care of. And that's probably another subject. What would not be happening to America right now that Obama and his cronies in Washington are now shoving down our throat? And you alluded to one of them, perhaps, and that is the education debt and all the education loans, that those are just to be forgiven. And what about some of my children that have paid them back? Should they get a refund? And
if you paid back your student loan, you get a refund if you've already done the right thing.
Yeah, and I don't mean to change the subject, but that's definitely one that is coming up.
Yeah, and you got to ask yourself, too, if we hadn't murdered 60 million babies, would we be having coronavirus problems? Would we be having debt problems everywhere? Would the murder and the racism and all these things and the, you know, anger with government and the destruction of property, and would we be at the immorality state that we're at? And I can't help but to say, if you have violence against little ones in the mother's womb, then what does that do to a society over 50 years, sir?
Yeah.
It doesn't soften a society. It doesn't make a society more godly, does it?
No, I don't think so.
You know, and you have to tie this together, don't you? Or can you just ignore it and say, oh, there's no relationship whatsoever between murdering our young and getting violent in society later, you know? Is there any relationship? And how come these conservative judges haven't decided to do anything about it?
Well, I don't know. Can they act on their own, or does someone need to bring the case to them? I don't think they can act on their own. I really don't.
We can't blame them if we don't bring anything up to them then? I mean, how do you bring it up to the Supreme Court? Should I call
I guess
up?
So, because,
should I call Clarence?
They can't make their own court cases, I don't believe. You know, I would like to see them do it, no question, but I don't, if they should say, hey, well, let's have our own meeting and bring it up and do it ourselves. I've never heard of that happening, but that's a legal question I guess we could try to answer, but... I don't think they want to do it, and I don't think they will do it. And we've already seen enough from Roberts and some of these others that we thought were constitutional-oriented judges. Doesn't look like it'll ever happen to me. So
maybe, I don't know how we bring it up, though. Do I just call Clarence, or what do I do?
No, you get a lawyer and you get Larry Kleeman to file the case. So, I mean, you could. I think that's the only way. Something has to be brought to them, and maybe this issue could go directly to them. In fact, I think it would. I think if you read the Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, what the Supreme Court can handle and their jurisdiction. I think this would be it, because it's something they've already ruled on, or that the prior court has ruled on, Supreme Court has ruled on. So I think it would be possible. I really do. But I think that's the only way.
Well, the headline says this. Planned Parenthood testimony on selling baby body parts unsealed. New videos released. The Center for Medical Progress has the piece. We're talking about fetal trafficking under oath and Planned Parenthood's admission regarding baby body part sales. Planned Parenthood testimony on selling baby body parts unsealed. New videos released. And then it turns out your government and our tax dollars are involved. You think we'd have standing to sue, Sheriff? Let's talk about this. If my tax dollars are used, do I have standing?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News
with Mike Fortier.
More people finding work across the country. Federal officials announcing Friday over 900,000 non-farm jobs were added in March, higher than expected. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein telling CBS News Friday he's confident more jobs will be added through President Biden's infrastructure plan.
So we're confident that the progressive tax increases that we're proposing, the revenue raisers, not only help support create jobs by funding these kinds of productive infrastructure, clean energy, care economy ideas, will simply lead to a situation where we're rewarding work, not wealth, and the corporate sector is paying its fair share.
Republicans, though, criticizing the $2 trillion plan for its cost and the effects of raising taxes to pay for it. Biden, meanwhile, urging Americans to remain vigilant in the fight against the coronavirus to avoid losing all the jobs we have added. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some encouraging news about the coronavirus. California is ready to allow indoor gatherings starting April 15th. Officials saying yesterday this will include concerts and sports events, but masks will still be required. West Virginia now allowing those as young as 16 to get vaccinated. Also, New York City sets a single-day record Thursday with 93,000 vaccinations. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says we could have a somewhat normal Easter weekend.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
And a new study finds the COVID vaccine is safe for those pregnant or breastfeeding, and their babies may also be protected from the virus. Some discouraging news, too, though, about the virus. Oregon's governor announcing Friday that case numbers are rising and a fourth surge of the virus is at its doorstep. Similar concerns expressed in Vermont. Also, Colorado extending its mask mandate another 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, let me give you a little bit of a reality check on this, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let the Roe versus Wade movie get canceled. RoeVWadeMovie.com. Watch the real story you've never been told. It's now available to watch on Amazon and all kinds of other services. Hashtag Roe v. Wade movie, RoeVWadeMovie.com. Check it out. But Planned Parenthood testimony on selling baby parts unsealed. New videos are released. The time has come for federal consequences for Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood lied to the public, got caught lying under oath. They lied to Congress as well. And now there's no longer any reasonable doubt that Planned Parenthood sold fetal body parts, ladies and gentlemen. Illegal as all get out. They commodified living children in the womb, trading pregnant women like a cash crop, ladies and gentlemen. The U.S. Department of Justice, in other words, the DOJ, must escalate the enforcement of laws against fetal trafficking to the highest level of priority. This is serious. All right? The Small Business Administration, believe it or not, is even in on this. You say, what, Sam? Yeah, that's right. The Small Business Administration, the SBA, demanded that 37 Planned Parenthood affiliates return over $80 million in federal relief loans that they fraudulently certified they were eligible for. And 27 senators now called on Attorney General Bill Barr to broaden the Department of Justice's investigation into the Planned Parenthood affiliates' activities. Now, Sheriff, the reason I spend so much time talking about that is the government is in bed with this. Congress is investigating, but the Food and Drug Administration is the one ordering the baby body parts. Congress wants answers, but Congress gave the Food and Drug Administration the money to buy the body parts. I don't have a lot of confidence that we're going to get to the bottom of this. There's a lot of fanfare, but not a lot of prosecutions, and pardon the pun, there's not enough heads rolling over this, unless we talk about the poor baby's heads. Other than that, nobody's accountable. Guess how much a liver costs, Sheriff? A good, fresh, on ice liver to your government, funded by your tax dollars. Guess how much a liver costs, my friend?
I would have no idea.
Oh, come on. Just guess.
Surprise me.
I'm going to ask the guys in the studio, do you know how much baby, liver costs if you want a fresh liver delivered on ice? All right, he said $6,000. No, they're cheap, buddy. $750. $750 for a fresh liver delivered directly to your taxpayer dollar door. What do you think of that, folks? And see, stop. Jay. Oh, man. I don't even know how to respond. Jay whispers in my ear, is this with or without onions?
Oh, my.
Folks, this is. On one hand, he jokes, but on the other hand, it does drive home the seriousness, the sick. It just makes you sick. What on earth is going on in the greatest country on the face of the earth right now, ladies and gentlemen? And that's what really this needs to be. When Jay whispered that in my ear, I had to think if I wanted to mention his comment. But it really drives home the point, doesn't it, Sheriff? This has got to stop. And I appreciate that 25 members of the Senate stood against it and said, hey, open an investigation up. But this isn't near the news story that it needs to be.
No, not even close. And it's just more of the numbing of morality that we used to just shun so many of these things. If you look at what is being taught in our schools today, we would have never stood for that in the 60s or 70s, and parents would have never stood for it and accepted this. And a lot of parents aren't, they're not, because many are leaving and going to private schools, as you have done, and homeschooling, as you have done, and many people have done. And you know, it's really too bad it's not just too bad. That's an understatement. It's so lamentable that we have taken our society to this new low and the depth of debauchery that seems to be permeating and emanating out of Washington D.C. So I'm not shocked, but I am very dismayed, and it's just more fuel to the fire that I think is going to burn our country and destroy our country, figuratively and maybe literally. And Lincoln's quote comes to mind over and over while you've been talking. America will never be destroyed by an outside enemy. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And this is the inner destruction, and this is the inner this is the imploding of America from a spiritual standpoint, which was supposed to be where we stood in America, and that is that our Constitution was meant for a moral and righteous people, and it seems that we are spitting on that, and it's just, it's so regrettable and so unfortunate, and it again, we seem to be saying this a lot, Sam, we're watching America die, and to watch your country die is very heartbreaking. it's just heartbreaking.
Now, Sheriff, what I'm reminded of, and your Lincoln quote's perfect, I think it's true, as true then as it is now. But I go back my mind to the founding era of America, and we had what was called the Black-Robed Regiment. And the Black-Robed Regiment wasn't black people, although there might have been some black and white and everybody else involved. It wasn't a racial discussion. It had to do with the robes they wore. It had to do with the preachers teaching the principles of liberty to their flocks. And it had to do with righteous men standing in the pulpit and testifying of Christ, our leader, and the importance of the liberty that the followers of Christ receive as blessings of following Christ. And they really stood in the pulpit for all things holy and righteous and good. Sadly, in this abortion debate, in this baby fetal tissue debate, in this body parts buying and selling discussion that your tax dollars and the federal government's in bed with Planned Parenthood on, no wonder we can't get the truth out and create accountability here. Where are the Black Robe Regiment equivalents in modern day, sir, to stand up and say, no, this is evil and satanic and wrong, and this has got to stop? I don't hear them, sir. It reminds me of Simon and Garfunkel, nothing but the sound of silence, buddy.
I bet you could get a few. Pastor Ernie Sanders would be one. He would. In fact, have you ever had him on your show?
I haven't, but I'm familiar with him, and I think Chuck Baldwin would be another. There's a few, I agree, but not near enough. What I mean is the media's got this virtual blackout on this topic, don't they?
Well, it appears so. I mean, like I said, I didn't hear about it until you brought it up, but I think there's.
When you can go to Newsmax and everybody else to see if they're on it, but I look at their headlines and I don't see it anywhere.
Right.
Now, I'm not down on Newsmax. I'm just making a point that even the conservatives, the people that should be making this top center news, as far as I can tell, aren't doing it. I mean, I can go to Breitbart News and see if there's anything on it. You know? I don't mean to be offensive. I'm just saying we need help here. We need help desperately. I mean, we're ready to, you know, get mad at Georgia over election laws. We're ready to riot over vaccine, you know, licensing or mandating of vaccine, you know, cards or proof of a vaccine passport or whatever else. And those are good discussions. But I think they pale in comparison to this. And I almost think if we deal with this, we could solve that, so to speak. You know, Donald Trump talking about boycotting baseball. You know, Joe Biden fails to condemn Farrakhan. While a modern president lobbies Vice President Harris and stuff. And, you know, China imprisoning Christians. Kevin Brady, American Jobs is a planned race to the bottom. Fossey GOP attacks on me, bizarre. I have nothing to do with the border. But he's wrong, you know. LeBron James, we'll talk about him. See, everything's in the news, even in the conservative sites, but, in my opinion, the quintessential issue. It's insane, folks. Quick pause, the good sheriff with me. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So I've got, and I'm in the middle of the Daily Wire headlines, two very conservative websites, and I don't see anything on this. I see Trump wants to, you know, boycott baseball, and Biden calls out Texas Rangers for this and that, and George Floyd's girlfriend and tells how they were all on drugs together and stuff like that. I don't know what to do. If the answer is to answer to every question is white supremacy, someone's lying to you. They got that headline. Star Wars introduces trans non-binary genie knights or whatever, and vaccine passports. L.A. Sheriff says he can't disclose Tiger Woods crash findings. I'm going to hear all this stuff, Sheriff. That's the second site. Who should I check now, WorldNet Daily or Drudge or who? I'm going to every conservative site that I possibly can. And I don't see it as any of the top news for any of these people. But this, you got Planned Parenthood information that just got released. You got the fraudulent loans that Planned Parenthood tried to steal, $80 million of fraudulent loans, Small Business Administration up in arms. This is serious recent news. That's probably, in my opinion, some of the most important news. What do the American people think if they know that their tax dollars are being used to fund baby part buying and selling? Deliver it to us fresh on ice, says the FDA. You know, and then these guys are the ones going, yeah, Sam, you better take your vaccines. We skipped all our normal processes, but it's urgent. What? Now, they also have this picture of these two little toddlers being dropped over a 14-foot wall over the border. Now, they got dropped so far because of Donald's belligerent, abusive wall. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had to drop them so far. So blame it on Donald. See how they work. But now we're going to celebrate these toddlers that got dropped over the border. We're going to care for them. We're going to take care of them. We're going to help them live. Glad they didn't get murdered before they got dropped over the border wall there, Sheriff. See, it's crazy town, sir. And no one's talking about this.
Yeah,
go ahead, sir. I'll look through WorldNet Daily while you do that.
Well, right. Well, as a matter of fact, Biden did shift the blame on what's happening on that fence and at the border to Donald Trump, and even accused the past president of starving children at the border. Yeah, we're causing all this inhumane treatment, but we're at least feeding them. You know, I would be disgusted with Biden if he had any cognitive skills left, but he doesn't understand what he's saying, and he's just reading scripts, and you really can't blame him for the things going on in Washington because he's not capable of doing anything. So who you would blame, I guess you'd just blame his staff or his wife or any of the other liars that are trying to pretend to the American people that he has any ability to be president. So, again, more corruption, more Washington, D.C., unfettered access to hypocrisy.
Yeah, the judge has an MMA fighter severs finger during match. See, kind of important news going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby boy, first in the world, born with three penises. There's got the news going on the Drudge Report.
Yeah,
woman gives birth to super twins conceived 3 weeks apart. I don't know how that works, but, you know, strange stuff. But yet no one's talking about your government and our tax dollars literally participating in the purchasing and selling of baby parts. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know how to respond to this. No one's talking about it. Yeah. Yeah, Beverly Hills store let criminals stash guns and drugs and cash and everything else. Just so you know, they did some research. Now fish suffer pain and stress, Sheriff. Of course, murdered babies in the womb, they don't feel nothing, buddy.
No.
Orgies, blackmail, extortion, they're talking about Iran. Yeah. It's hard to even fathom these discussions. Yeah.
I've tried to find it on Fox. I haven't seen it on Fox anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I don't see it anywhere. Nothing about it.
We get to add one more layer of insanity to all of this. And I will, you know, Ted Nugent and I talked a couple of days ago, and he said, Sheriff, did you ever imagine that we would be looking at America doing the things it's doing today? And I said, never.
Yeah, don't worry. The USA passes 100 million vaccinations, buddy. And they say no masks by Memorial Day, question mark? Yeah, some are dying while they're awaiting the jab, Sheriff. Just imagine you pass the abortion death clinics and you live for 70 years and then you're going to die before you can get the jab.
Well, the mortality rate of Americans is a certain percentage, no matter what the coronavirus is doing. And
a car ramming in the Capitol, the guy comes out with a knife.
Well, there's been two deaths at the Capitol just within the last few days where they shot and killed people. One of the guys ran over and killed one of the Capitol police. He was killed, and then another guy started shooting at barricades, and he was shot and killed. And we still don't know what's happening to Amy Babbitt, who was killed on January 6th by an officer. There's no discussion of that investigation. Yeah. The big case of Chauvin, the former officer who is being charged with the murder of George Floyd, what about the officer who blatantly shot a woman? Chauvin really, seemingly, wasn't trying to kill George Floyd. He was just using some excessive force that ended up killing him, or it appears. They're trying to prove that in court. Maybe they're going to have physical evidence that through the autopsy and whatnot, that it wasn't responsible, the knee and the neck wasn't responsible for his death. That's what they're trying to move on, I'm sure. But regardless, the officer who killed Amy Babbitt intentionally shot her and used lethal force right up front. Yet no one is talking about that. Why didn't we have protests in the streets about that and go burn down some other cities, you know, that is completely acceptable to the Democrats and the left? This is just so mind-boggling, it's absolutely scary, Sam, that this is happening.
Yeah, you know what the biggest meltdown in Utah is right now?
No,
Vaccine shopping has got to stop, Sheriff.
What kind of shopping?
Vaccine shopping, buddy.
Oh, vaccine shopping.
Yeah, you're so eager to get your CoCoVax that you make an appointment and you find a better place where you can get your vax sooner and you forget to cancel your first appointment. It's causing all kinds of havoc. See?
Well,
how dare you?
Yeah. When I did my lawsuit, I was judge shopping. Is that immoral? I don't know.
Well, if you cancel your appointment with somebody else and they're sitting there waiting, wasting their time, when they could be plunging the needle into somebody else's raw flesh with experimental toxins, you know, you can't be doing that, buddy.
Well, Sam, there's there's like three or four different vaccines out there. Can't I choose which one I get?
Yeah, but you can't just go make an appointment and then cancel it, not cancel it, so that they're waiting on you. You got to call them back and cancel it, buddy. How dare you?
Why? We're amid the cancel culture, aren't we? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, but you can cancel your life and who you are, and you can murder babies. But don't you dare not cancel your vax appointment, buddy.
Yeah.
And what are you thinking? Yeah.
Yeah.
They say, don't worry, though, man. Found coins might solve the mystery of a 1600s, murdered pirate. They found these coins. It's going to get to the bottom of it for you. Yeah, Cox says masks still required in government schools. So you got the governor out. You know, there's pushback from parental groups. But, hey, I looked through KSL News Radio, man, the biggest news service in Utah. Not a word about baby murders. Not a word about your tax dollars funding the buying and selling of baby body parts.
Well, that actually brings up another story that did come out from, I think it was Salt Lake, some news agency in Salt Lake City that put it out that one of the general authorities of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints actually donated to the Biden campaign. And so you have to wonder, do we have somebody supporting abortion from within the LDS Church? And so that did come out, and my son sent that to me. And that's another thing you have to shake your head at and wonder, how is it that we could have an apostle supporting financially people in Washington, D.C. that are this hypocritical and also that are supporting the murder of babies. So, yeah, another cog to the wheel of the injustice and hypocrisy of what's going on today. And I don't care who the general authority was. I will assail that person. I won't assail the church for it, but I will assail that person. And I would expect that the church would take actions against somebody like that, but they're not going to.
All right, don't worry, man. Yeah, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Rand Paul says vaccination passports are no joke. He says, I'm going to stand up against vaccination passports. Why would I have to have a vaccination passport to go to a convenience store when I don't even have to show a driver's license to vote? He says. You want to respond to that one, Sheriff?
I've said that for the longest time, that you're called, that we are called a racist if you have to show identification to vote. I mean, the absurdity of that is beyond Pluto. I mean, this is just so astronomical, and that you don't have to. So anybody can just walk up and vote, I guess, and that person can register the day of voting and then go ahead and vote. So, you know, when the Democrats want to legalize cheating, you know, why not? They've been cheating so long, they just want to make it legal now. And not lawful, but legal. And, yeah, this is crazy stuff. And the vaccination passport thing, I saw where there was some legislator in one state that's trying to pass a law that will allow for that. But, you know, that's probably going to happen. And,
yeah, don't worry, though, man. They took a homeless shelter, and they kicked out all the homeless so they could make room for the illegal aliens, buddy.
Well, yeah. Isn't that what we're
Special
doing in America?
Special privilege there.
We're doing that all across America.
All right. Sheriff, happy Easter. God save the Republic, sir.
Thanks. He'll be the only one that can do it.
Amen to that. All right, there he goes, the good sheriff, doing a great job as always. Sam Bushman back next hour. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips when I'm on your radio. I got a bunch of news that networks refuse to use straight ahead just for you. Sometimes my mind goes faster than my mouth. Can you imagine that? All right, hang tight. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.